that many.
Mommy called me again.
No, give me the phone back. Oh,
look, she called me again.
I know. Give me the phone back now.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry about that.
That's all good. Is that your son or daughter? Or?
Yeah, it's my daughter.
Oh, she's sweet. My name's Amy Nelson. I'm with Local Splash. You clicked in the back of your dashboard with us indicating
yes.
that you wanted more information on Google Guarantee.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to go over that with you. Absolutely. I did notice when I pulled your account up, though, Andrew, it says that yesterday's payment failed.
Yeah. On there. I never updated it. So.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm grabbing my,
yeah, I
grab my wallet right now.
Gotcha. Okay, beautiful. Yeah. So
yeah.
What do you know about Google Guarantee? Have you heard of it or?
No, okay. I've never heard of it. I'm still trying to get stupid Google verification to work. I've tried it like 5 times.
Really? Okay. Let me see what we can do. Maybe I can see if you're eligible for like live verification or see kind of like what's going, if there's something else that could be helping the situation out a little bit. Give me just a second here. Let me take a look. Okay. Let's see. Call tracking. Okay.
And then I'd also like to remove Facebook ads.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let me go ahead. Okay. Let me go ahead and take that off. So you don't want Facebook ads at all anymore?
No.
Okay. All right. So then it's going to be $199 moving forward.
Okay.
All right. Okay, I've got that. I'm just notating the account real quick that I'm pulling the Facebook ads off and why per your request. Okay, I'm ready for the card number.
4002.
Uh-huh.
9400.
Mm-hmm.
0005.
Mm-hmm.
1877.
Expiration month and year?
529.
Three-digit code on the back?
643.
I feel like I've had to change my card 3 times in the past quarter, and I've had to try to update everything. It's been it's been a nightmare. That stuff is no fun.
Just when you think you got it all updated, something
falls through the cracks, right? Something. Okay. Oh, I messed up still. Hold on. I forgot to pull this off. There we go. Delete that product.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah, take your time. I messed up too. This is. Delete. the next thing is, here we go. Oh, this isn't the one. I don't understand what needs to happen here.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I'm still working on the back end, trying to, I got the Facebook ads removed. I processed for the $199. I'm just trying to get, something figured out for the, asking them for other ways to verify for your Google Business profile. Because sometimes when we request that from Google, they'll say, you know, there's like a phone verification available, or there's this available, or that available. So that's what I'm requesting on your behalf right now, to try and see what else we can do. But while I wait for a response on that, do you want to review the option for Google Guarantee since you clicked on it, or was that done on accident?
No, I was just wondering what it was.
So have you done a search for appliance repair and seen at the very top of the page where it'll say sponsored Google Guaranteed?
Yeah.
This is Google's own pay-per-lead program, so it's different than any other type of pay-per-lead program out there. Like, did you ever try, like, Angie's or Thumbtack or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, I'm still part of that crap.
Okay, well, it's completely different than that. So all the things that you, all the things that you didn't like about that one, it's all been made right with the Google Guarantee. So the main things that I hear there is, like, you have to share the leads, you have to always pay whether or not you land the job, whether or not you ever even speak to the client. There's just a lot of flaws in it, and you never get to speak directly with the client, right? Like, you still have to filter it through.
Mm-hmm.
So with this, you're listed directly on the first page of Google as a top recommended option. You would be a guaranteed provider, assuming you pass background check and all the things that have to happen with the application. And then once that's completed, your company is listed as a guaranteed provider. What that means specifically is that when consumers go to Google in this section, they know that they're getting a guaranteed provider. They know that when they click on that person's information, that Google is backing them with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. So Google has created this elite section for providers like yourself to list in. It is reserved for the small to medium-sized business owner. You don't share the position. You don't share the leads. It is an actual direct caller when the phone rings. and the consumer knows that you're a guarantee provider. So the guarantee is to the general public. Andrew, what it is Google says get it done right or Google pays you back. So in the event that something ever went wrong where the client could prove that you were not willing to make it right within the first 30 days, then Google would actually pay them out up to $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. Now, that's just Google giving the public a peace of mind. I want you to know I've never, ever, in all 6 years I've been selling this product, come across somebody that's had that situation, but that's what the guarantee is to the public. And then what you're getting is qualified leads in return, okay? So in this particular section on Google, with it being paid per qualified lead, the application process does require insurance. I'm sure you have general liability insurance for your organization, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I have you in Indiana. Let me just see here. You're in Coatesville, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me just pull this and make sure I have all the proper information. Okay, there's no licensing requirement in your state for the application. It's just a $100,000 general liability minimum, and you have no felonies?
No.
United States Social Security number, Indiana State driver's license?
Yep.
Okay, these are standard questions I have to ask everybody. I know right now it's a little uncomfortable. your upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get the company background checked. How many face-to-face employees do you have, meaning employees who go out, bid, and do the job on behalf of the company without you present?
Two.
And can they both pass background check as well?
Yeah, they already have.
Okay, cool. So it's one time $250 for the entire organization. It's not like mm-hmm. per employee, or even if you had like 50 employees, it's still just a one time $250. It would ask you to provide their information so they can be conducted in background check. And then that way they're able to, you know, you can send them out on jobs with peace of mind because they've already gone through the Google guarantee stuff. So, Once your background check is processed, which it can take 30 to 45 days, it doesn't always or even usually take that long. I just like to let you guys know what the terms and conditions state. It really depends on how quickly you move and get us the information we need in order to get the application complete. Application takes like 10 minutes to upload all the information. And then once you give us the information with the application, then we're able to go ahead and process it and begin background check and get everything moving forward. Once that's all processed, then your cost per qualified lead is $40 per qualified lead, and it has an activation budget of $524. So that's going to sit in almost like an escrow account with a 13 lead budget. So with the $524, what happens is the leads would begin coming in at about like 3 leads a week. You do have complete control over it. So with yourself and 2 other technicians, probably you're going to need more than 3 leads a week. But this is just to give you the example of how it runs idle if you don't increase lead flow. So the leads would begin.
We cover the entire state of Indiana and the entire state of Illinois, a portion of Iowa and a portion of Wisconsin.
Okay. All right. So as long as you have licensing for each one of those states, then we can actually mm-hmm. qualify you for each one individually. But obviously, we're going to start with Indiana first. That's not a problem. And like I said, you could increase lead flow. I'm just giving you an example of what the base is. So at $524 with the leads coming in at $40 per qualified lead, it would just deduct from that budget. So when the caller comes in, it is actual client on the other end of the phone. It's not filtered like, oh, we think this might be a good fit for your organization. It comes directly to you based on your own merits. In addition to that, if it's a sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, it's automatically disqualified. If it happens to be somebody seeking employment with your company or asking for services that you don't provide, then it would not be considered a qualified lead. AI is listening to each one of these calls, and it's all going through the Google call tracking system, which is separate from the one that you have with us individually. This one is assigned directly by Google, and it's got automated services to reject unqualified calls. In addition to that, if it's somebody asking for service outside of your service radius or for services that you don't provide, then those are all unqualified as well. So when the caller is connecting with you, if they are requesting estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, which is probably pretty common for what you offer, so we do have a workaround on that. We can actually post an approximate price sheet directly on your Google Guarantee ad so you don't get those kind of calls. But generally speaking, a qualified call is if somebody is asking for estimate and you give estimate, or if they're scheduling a face-to-face contact with you, meaning the consumer is asking for you to come out and bid or do the job face-to-face. Those are considered qualified.
Yeah, because that's all we do. We don't give estimates over the phone.
Yeah. Well, then that makes sense because we can put the approximate price sheet, like, you know, a range from this to this. Or, and again, we're always very clear that it is approximate. This is an effort to, like, you guys, plumbers, there are certain guys that get those calls pretty regularly, like, oh, how much is it for a service call? Or, you know, things like that.
Right.
So we want to avoid that for you as much as possible. We do have these workarounds and fail safes in place. And then, of course, we also have the human factor. So what we are able to do is actually go back and dispute any calls that were considered unqualified. Okay?
Okay.
So with this, of course, you can increase budget as you see fit. You have the ability to increase lead flow as well. You don't necessarily have to increase budget in order to increase lead flow. What I mean by that is you can have, you know, you can ask for 6 leads in a week, 8 leads in a week, and still leave it the same 524 budget. Seems like to me that you would probably start with the 524 budget, but you're going to scale very quickly because you just need a higher volume of calls. So that's always scalable. You can always increase the lead flow and scale the budget up according to what the needs of the business are. But the beauty and high points of this is A, it's direct calls. B, you don't share the leads. You don't share the position. C, you only pay for the qualified leads. But probably my very favorite feature is the fact that you do have control over it, meaning say you guys go on vacation, all of you at the same time for some reason, right? or for whatever reason you want to pause the leads. You have the ability to pause the leads anytime that you see fit, meaning you pause the leads, that's where the budget stops. So if you pause it with, say, $500 left in the budget, that budget will continue to roll over until it's unpaused. It does not automatically come on pause for any reason. It has to manually be unpaused, and that's only done when you communicate directly with us via phone call, email, text message, or live chat on the website that you want to unpause or pause the leads. In addition to that, you can, like I said, you can always increase the lead flow. So you are in complete control of this, unlike other, you know, pay-per-lead programs you might have dealt with.
Gotcha. Okay.
But the only cost to get it going is the one-time $250 application fee that goes to get you all background checked. And then once you're ready to cut the leads on, like say you're busy right now and you're like, I couldn't handle another job if you paid me to take it, you know, then you already have it in your back pocket where you can cut it on when you're ready to get the leads going.
Gotcha. Yeah, I probably need to wait until I get done with Angie's List because they're already $600 a month for garbage.
Okay. All right, yeah.
And
well,
they won't let me out of it until a year has been up.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. Well, the act, like I said, you don't have to start the leads on whenever, if you're not ready to start the leads on. The longest part is getting the approval process, and that takes, you know, 30 to 45, sometimes 60 days to get that completely approved. So whenever you're ready to start that process, then from that point you're looking at, you know, months, 6 weeks or whatever from beyond there. But
yeah, and I still need to get myself on Google.
Right. Yeah, they're actually putting a ticket in right now. He's putting a ticket in for you to do live video verification. So we're reaching out to our rep at Google. We'll connect with you and do a live video verification, meaning we get directly on a video call with you and Google, and it allows us to go ahead and get that moving forward faster. Yeah, that's all part of the process as well. So. Okay. All right.
Yes,
well,
I've done
that
video verification, probably 4 or 5 times now.
No, not the video verification, live video verification, meaning we're
right.
on an actual live call with you and Google, as opposed to you doing the video where you show the license and the registration and all the things, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, we have to go through that as many times as Google makes us, unfortunately. I know it can be a bummer and take more time than it feels like it should. I completely understand and agree with that.
Can we also update the website to show that we service Illinois, Iowa, and Wisconsin?
Sure. Absolutely.
On top of Indianapolis, because we've expanded quite a bit in the last few months.
Okay, I've got you. Absolutely. Yeah, let's see. Okay. Please expand service area to include, you said Illinois?
Yep.
Wisconsin?
And Iowa.
And Iowa. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I've got those in here for sure. And then, let's see if I can spell Iowa correctly today. All right. all right, and the Illinois. Okay, yeah, we have all of those. I've included them on the website. And then, I look forward to talking with you soon. The sooner you get that application going, the better it's going to be. That way everything's in place for you when you're ready to crank it out and go ahead and cut the leads on. You're not waiting for application to be processed or any type of hiccup that may, you never know what could happen when you're filling out, getting that completed. But as soon as you're ready to get that going, let me know, because we would love to get that moving on for you. This is a separate position from what you already have with the Google business profile and stuff like that.
Right. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your time today, Andrew. We've got everything updated. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, it was great talking with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.